Well, good morning and welcome to The Drive. It is Monday, February 5th, and I'm here in the deep south, Mobile, Alabama, 45 degrees, 6:57 a.m. I kind of woke up a couple times during the night, so I slept in, but woke up about an hour ago. Read a little bit, coffee. Now I'm on the road, and I'm on the road to go do some errands, actually. But as we're continuing on and working up to the model prayer we talked about over the weekend, over the weekend, we talked about empty prayers, what those are, what those look like. Jesus taught his followers about that. And also, we honed in on the fact that God already knows our prayers, yet we pray because he wants to spend time with us, and he changes and affects our heart as we pray. A lot more reasons, but a couple main ones, I believe, for praying, even though God already knows. Now we start the model prayer, and I love this prayer. We already talked about length. You don't have to pray for 2 hours for it to be effective. Right? God's not going to wait an hour for you to constantly pray in order for him to finally say, okay, now I'm going to hear you. You prayed an hour. Okay. You passed the test. Now I will listen to you. He listens to our three-word prayers. Right? Lord, save me. Lord, help me. God, give me wisdom. Help me to navigate through this decision. It's hard. You know? He hears. So the first part of the prayer, he says, pray like this. And again, Jesus, in Mark chapter 1, it was clear he came to teach truth, to instruct, to help bring clarity. Yes, he did miracles and signs. Yes, he did all kinds of things, right? Amazing things. And ultimately, it was God's will that he die, rise again, so that people could be saved and forgiven, right? Yes. But he says himself in Mark chapter 1 that he came to share the truth, to share the gospel, to relay the reality of what life is about. And so he says, pray like this. Our Father in heaven, or who art in heaven, our Father in heaven. A couple things right here. He talks about who is the center of our affections, the object of our affections, the object of who we go to and pray to, our Father. And then he also talks about locationally, in heaven. The one who is in heaven, who rules over heaven. Now, think about this. The second part here is that God is omnipresent, right? Which means he's everywhere. So it's not that he's just confined to a certain space called heaven. He is everywhere. He goes before you. He is in Africa. He is in North America. He is in, he's all over the world. He's everywhere, right? He's with us. He's with those who we love, who know and love and trust Jesus, right? He is everywhere. But I think this is important because Jesus is saying, like, not necessarily locationally, but it's like our Father is the ruler, is the king, is the one who is in heaven. And here's the thing. A lot of people have grown up without a good father figure. Not everyone, but a lot of people. I mean, over the last 20 years, you know, talking to people and being, you know, being a Christian, ministering to people, one very sad thing is the father, you know, abandoned their kids or was not present or was an alcoholic or it just wasn't a good model for the kid or the kids, the children. And it's a sad thing. It is a sad thing. And it affects people. But the thing is, and the beautiful thing is that our Father in heaven is the model for what a true and real, authentic and loving father is. Yeah, I tell that to a lot of people, and I tell that to myself, that our Father is one who never leaves us or forsakes us. He's one who is always there. He is one who always cares. He knows what we think. He knows what we go through. He knows how we struggle. He knows what we face more than other people know, more than we even know. And we look to him, and he's there. And he cares, and he's leading us. He's providing for us. He's constantly reminding us not to worry, not to fret, not to fear. Because he's on the throne. And I love that. Here's the thing, like back in the day, and I mean back in the day, the Old Testament times, there was no, and this is an interesting kind of thing, but there's no such thing as an atheist. In other words, back in the day, it wasn't if you believed in God or not, it was which gods you believed in. Polytheism was huge. I mean, that was the main religion, if you will. So people believe, oh, I believe in these 10 gods. Oh, I believe in the sun god, the water god, the moon god. Like, it wasn't a matter of do you believe or do you not believe. Everyone believed, but it was a matter of who are you directing your attention and focus on or to. And so that is why the children of Israel were so incredibly different and distinct. God wanted them to be holy or set apart because everyone else had all kinds of gods. The more gods you had, the more help you had. The more gods you had, the more blessed you were in many people's minds. And so here comes monotheism. Here comes God, the one true God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And people are like, what? This is different. It was different on purpose because that's what God wanted. To be holy, distinct, and set apart. So people are kind of tripping out. But God is holy. He is uncreated. He has always been. He's immutable, unchangeable. He is the one true God. All other gods are false, are fake, cannot do anything. And that's the thing. As God, excuse me, even judged Pharaoh in Egypt, it demonstrated there's one God who had the power. Now, some of the magicians and sorcerers of Pharaoh could kind of replicate some of these miracles, right? But the ones where you create something from nothing, they couldn't replicate that. They couldn't replicate the lice, for instance, because they couldn't create anything, but God could. Or think about Elijah proving that God is the Lord because fire came down from heaven. I mean, there's so many places where God proved himself to be the one true God. And so as we pray, we're praying to our Father in heaven. We're not just praying up to air. We're not praying to a bunch of different gods. You know, we are praying to the one who created us, who loves us, who wants connection with us, who wants to commune with us, who helps us every step of the way. We're praying to our Father. And he's not like earthly fathers. And don't get me wrong. As a father, I am an example for my children. And I will always be. I am trying to train them up in the things of the Lord. I want to pray with them. I want to be quick to pray. I want to read scripture to them. I want to let them know what God thinks of them. You know, I want to remind them of these truths. You know, that's my job. Again, we're training them up in the way they should go. And the way they should go is the way of the Lord. And so I want to be a good example for them, a godly example. Am I imperfect? Absolutely. And I even demonstrate that to my kids because I don't want to have this high expectation like, oh, you have to be perfect. You have to be faultless. That's not possible. That's not reality. That's just kind of a dumb idea. But what I do is when I do maybe get upset and I go over the line, like I yell or get an attitude towards my daughters, I first of all repent to the Lord and then go to them and say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for getting it out. I shouldn't have done that. What you did was wrong, yes, and needed to be corrected, but I shouldn't have done this or I've done that. And in doing that, and I tell them too, like I repented to the Lord. You know, I said sorry to God. And I wanted to apologize to you because that wasn't right. So, and they, of course, they always, oh, it's okay. But I want to model that for them. Like, hey, I'm not perfect. Yes, I'm your parent. Yes, I'm the one who me and my wife are the ones in charge of them. But again, I don't want to give them this like false view as if I'm a Christian and I'm perfect. No. Again, even to my daughters, we're all in this together. We're all navigating through this life, seeking the Lord, and seeking to be in the middle of His mission for us. So, first thing Jesus says, pray like this. Our Father, praying to the Father in heaven, right? He is the King. Well, God bless you guys. Hey, I hope you have an amazing Monday. Love you guys, praying for you guys, and we'll talk to you soon.